bring pad thai, chicken pad thai,
yeah.
chicken red curry with broccoli added because the broccoli soaks up the up the sauce. And then as I'm eating dumplings, you can tell me how sorry you are.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Hello, and welcome to Revel, a collection of realms, comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name's Nicole.
And I'm Rhoda, and together we produce the show you're about to hear called Power Trip. Be sure to stick around after the show for some behind-the-scenes discussion, where we talk apology foods, public meltdowns, and body image.
We'll be back just after this.
Hello. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win, since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Excuse me. You don't mind if I clear this plate out of your way?
Oh, actually, I'm still working on it.
That? Oh, okay. Anything else I can get you?
A coffee refill?
Mm-hmm. Here's the check. When you're ready. Toast. Bitch been here for 2 hours for goddamn toast.
Realm presents Power Trip, starring Tatiana Maslany, Episode 5.
Ugh, what now?
Janie, we're at this Amish farmer's market, and it is the cutest place. I've already made friends with Abadiah, and his wife makes the most beautiful quilts. I'm going to have her make you one to bring some color to those drab walls in your room. Wait, question.
At least someone is living their best life. And here I am nibbling infinitesimal bites of toast to avoid vomiting my entire hangover. I got here hours ago to try and hide from my humiliation at Coney Island and Bruce's, and now it's 9 and the place is full. The waitress wants me gone so she can get a big tip from the boozy brunchers. Well, get in line, Marla.
I'll be right there.
They're plaid, they're teal, they are fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, feast your eyes on Christian's trousers.
Oh my God, just call them pants, dude. You've lived here for like 5 years now.
Oh, guys, I am actually done talking about my pants.
Oh, show me a prize, Erica.
I don't even know what it is. Slime?
Oh.
Oh my God, I haven't seen one of these things since I was little. You fling one end out and it sticks to things. Here, let me show you.
Doesn't seem like they missed me much. I replay what I overheard Leah saying to Erica in my head for the millionth time.
She's just a mess. You know she is.
Thanks.
Thank you. Keep the change.
Oh, okay.
It's $9. I try not to blame her for laughing at me.
This bitch there, keep the change. Did she just...
right? Yeah, okay. So you want this kind.
Hours later, I know only one thing will make me feel better. Chocolate. Specifically the chocolate truffles Sloane gifted me from Europe. I bet they were meant for someone else and she planned to fire me without even telling me.
Jane, Charlotte stole the iPad and she's making me watch makeup application videos again.
No YouTube before noon, Charlie. Charlie, seriously, put that down. Come on, you guys barely told me anything about your trip. Come on, spill.
The best part was when we took a boat to this island where there's a merry-go-round and you could ride it as much as you want for a dollar. And everyone eats a lot of cheese there.
Like, a lot of cheese. I don't know how they even fit in their swimsuits.
Charlie, what are you talking about?
Well, you know, all those calories.
Calories?
Mom's got me on an eating plan since I quit field hockey. I'm avoiding dairy and refined sugar. Oh, and bread.
And bread? Pardon my goddamn French, but that's so stupid. I know all about having a mom who wishes you had a different body, but this is worse somehow. Charlotte, do you want a chocolate?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Help yourself. One isn't gonna hurt.
Okay. Sure.
Oops. Accidental command. She looks okay, though. No signs of wear and tear like Bruce. He looked so haggard. But maybe that isn't even for me. Maybe. Okay, I will be extra careful to not use so much as an imperative sentence around these children.
Hi, kids. Oh, Jane, that story you sent me, it's bizarre.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's definitely not one of my best.
No, it's strange and imaginative and good.
Oh.
Are you published already? Do you want to send me some other pieces? I'd be interested to... Oh, Charlotte. Why is there chocolate on your mouth? Didn't I just buy you a brand new two-piece? Oh, this is my assistant. I have to answer it. Lucy!
Hi, yes. I just saw it on my calendar. Well, I need you to make up the reservation
again. Was Sloane suggesting I might get published? I'm going to be interviewed by Terry Gross. There were hard times, honestly. Years of rejection. Years, Terry. But my first big break was a short story in a literary magazine. It's almost enough to make me forgive Sloane for being Sloane.
You write?
I do.
What do you write?
Oh, weird stories, mostly. They're not for kids.
Like scary stories about clowns?
Oh, no, not that weird.
He saw a poster for it once and will literally never let it go.
Just because it looked like you when you were trying to sneak out of the house wearing makeup.
Shut up!
You shut up!
You're such a baby. No wonder you have, like, one friend and he doesn't even go to our school.
Hey, you two, that's not cool. And I know you two are the coolest.
Ro, you want to pick what we watch on the iPad next?
Yeah, okay.
For some reason, I find these non-apologies oddly touching and inspiring. Leah may suck, but the rest of them could be my people.
All right, kids, can you come in here? Your father and I want to talk with you about the cocktail party here next week.
Be right back, Jane. Ugh, I hope she lets me hide in my room.
Christian, fun time last night. Ugh, what am I, his Tinder date? No. Hey, might have gone a little overboard on the boardwalk last night. Jesus, I am not a 40-year-old suburban dad. Hi. So, ... I guess I had me some fun last night. Eye roll emoji, upside down smiley face, and send. Oh, the dreaded three dots. He says, ha. Huh. No classic Christian audio message. Fuck off would have been more encouraging. Guess I had a few too many. Sorry about that. Once again, tortured by three dots. Curses of modernity. This is the worst thing ever invented for anyone with anxiety. He wants to know if I'm coming to the meeting on Tuesday. Why, yes, I will be there. I will wow them with my hilarity and sobriety, and all will be forgiven. Probably, I think. Yeah, this is a good plan. Maybe last night wasn't as bad as I thought. Or maybe their memories are all as foggy as mine. Maybe the same approach could work on Bruce. Neutral hay will suffice. What the hell? Who calls? I can't ignore it. He knows I'm here. I just texted him. Hi.
Hey, I'm walking, so figured this might be easier.
He never wants to see me again. Yeah, he's too good a guy to do that over text. So, I think I was a little wasted last night.
Oh, a little. Little wasted, okay.
I know you probably don't want to, but, are you free this week? I can make it up to you.
Will you be sober?
Oh, as a nun.
Like a singing nun on the Swiss Alps?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there were some amphetamines involved there.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not sure what.
How does sushi sound? Like Tuesday at Kiko?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Excellent. I'm excited. Listen, I gotta go. I'm at work.
Jane, I need your help.
Coming, bud.
Oh, okay, but what time? And do you want to meet at the restaurant, or do you want to meet at my place?
Yeah,
where
let's
do you wanna...
plan to meet at mine. It's down the block from me. Okay, I'm going now. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Look at me, solving problems left and right.
Summer is almost here, so that means tons of outdoor activities and trying to keep up with all the fun things that are going on. Factor can help you stay on top of your wellness goals and stay fit, healthy, and full for the summer. They have fresh, never frozen meals that are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes, no matter how busy you are, so you can get back to what you like doing. With 35 different meals and more than 60 different add-ons, you are sure to never get bored. You can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that have ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon, and keep kitchen time to a minimum, so essentially, no cleaning up. It's great. I got my brother a Factor box because he expressed some interest in wanting to get healthy over the summer and try eating more vegan food. And this made it a really effortless transition for him to try some new foods and also get food he didn't have access to. He figured out what he liked, what he didn't like, and he did it with the help of Factor. So if this sounds like something you want to try, you can head to factormeals.com/rebel50 and use code REBEL50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off the next month. That's code REBEL50 at factormeals.com/rebel50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Thanks.
All right, have a good night.
Power hour. Here we go. If everyone hates me, well, I've come bearing gifts. It is possible that 6 years in childcare have led me to assume all problems can be solved with pizza.
Oh, I feel like my brain's been through the spin cycle.
Girl, I will never forgive you for that last round of tequila. Never!
And we will all never forgive you for that last dance you did on the picnic table.
You shut up.
Oh, no, that was cute.
I remember nothing.
I hope not.
Rude.
Who wants pepperoni?
Ooh, Two Brothers is the best.
Are you kidding? Are you even from Brooklyn?
Actually, I just had a coupon left over from Christmas, so.
Oh, yeah, is that bacon? Oh, how could you beat that?
Obviously, you beat it with Grimaldi's.
Hey, Jane.
Hey, did you want some pizza?
Oh, no thanks. I'm vegetarian.
Oh, goddammit. I tried to bring an apology pizza, but now you think I'm some barbarian presenting carcass on hot cheese. I'm so sorry.
It's all good.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go grab a drink.
I'll dig into this.
Once I reach the wine, all will be well.
Did you know that Shakespeare had his pancreas replaced as a child? I mean, there's not much...
Now, where did they put the...
There are extra cups in the cabinet.
Ah! Stealth mode much? I didn't even hear you walk in. I hope you don't mind me having a little, but I promise it won't be like last night. I assume that's why you're ignoring me.
You had too much to drink and we're showing off.
Yes. We all know I can be a bit too much.
Oh, you heard that?
Well, it's pretty hard to miss. You were kind of announcing it to the whole boardwalk.
Don't you know it's rude to eavesdrop when someone's being a jerk?
Is Leah apologizing?
I had not heard that, no.
Yes, side effects include me feeling terrible for gossiping like a child. And generally being unfair.
Well, few are as messy as me, I suppose.
We can all get carried away when we're upset. Besides, I'm not all that put together.
Okay, name one irresponsible thing you have ever done.
I killed my neighbor's cactus after her cat peed on my welcome mat.
Oh my god, that is not what I expected you to say.
In my defense, I was 12.
Okay, have you done anything irresponsible in the last 15 years?
Of course. One time, when I was 22, I spent my first paycheck getting a very intricate tattoo of a plant.
Okay. What is this tattoo that made you such a delinquent?
It's on my torso. I'll show you.
Oh, wow. Does it mean something?
It's jade ivy, my mom's favorite plant. She had it all around her house in the Philippines. She was always trying to grow it in LA after she moved to the States.
I've thought about getting a tattoo. My mom would call it desecrating my body. That's what she always said to my dad. He had one of a rocket ship on his right shoulder.
Oh, what did that mean to him?
Oh, probably that he'd rather be in outer space than on Earth with us, maybe? He and my mom divorced when I was 7. Occasionally I'd get like a get well card from him. I actually don't know why he got that tattoo, but I suppose I don't really care.
I don't know why I'm telling her this.
I don't know why the fact that she doesn't say anything doesn't bother me. She just listened.
Anyway, how does your mommy feel about the tattoo?
Never saw it. She died when I was 10.
That's terrible. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. I'm really sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it was tough for a while. My dad and I moved from LA to New Jersey shortly after, so a lot of adjustment. I was really angry for a long time, and then one day I just had to decide not to be. Of course, the harder part was actually doing the work to move on, but I did it.
Well, we all know New York is better than LA. Who knows what you would have become if you'd stayed in all that sunshine? It's too much photosynthesis. But really, I am sorry. For, you know, everything.
Next time, try milk thistle tea. It helps with the hangover.
Well, hopefully there is not a next time like that.
Well, I hope you let loose a little at Deirdre's birthday thing.
Oh, this is the first I'm hearing of it. I think I might be blacklisted.
Oh, she's spreading the word as we speak.
Cool. Well, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, I could too.
Boy, grab a cushion. We're starting.
Okay, I'll go. I met up with my daughter this week.
Hey, not bad. How's she doing?
Good. You know, she's about to graduate. Pre-med, Columbia.
Huh.
We ran some errands and things got a little tense. I mean, she's my baby, mm-hmm. but sometimes.
You find her insufferable. You can say it. I, too, am a daughter.
Well, it goes both ways. I mean, she was over me, too. I wanted to conflict resolve the second we got on the subway, but I kept it in check until dinner, and then by then all bets were off. But, you know, the meal was really lovely.
Sorry, not sorry.
Ugh, why do I feel like I'm getting heartburn at the sight of Leah squeezing Erica's hand? I have trouble listening to the rest of the group.
Okay, who's next? Me? I'll go. Okay, so earlier this week,
So, what's up with Erica and Leah?
What do you mean?
I don't know. They seem to have a weird relationship.
Oh, well, they used to be a thing.
Ah.
They're just friends now.
How European.
Huh? What?
Anyway, what about you and Mateo?
We're getting drinks this weekend.
Really? That's amazing. I want to hear everything. Did you ask? Did he ask? What are you going to wear? Is it,
I'm cutting you off now. If I psych myself up too much, I will disappear on this sidewalk. I'm going to wear my most flattering gray sweater and see how it goes.
Well, with a gray sweater, it can only go well. Christian, the publisher, the lady I work for, she got back to me.
Oh my God, you submitted something? What did she say?
Here, read it.
Hi, Jane. I must say the rest of your work is super interesting. I'm gonna connect you with an agent who has a similar sensibility.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yes.
I am a writer.
You've always been a writer.
No, sure, but not when it's an agent.
Yes.
I have a literal spring in my step. I haven't felt this good in I don't even know how long.
Hey, watch it.
And a good evening to you, sir.
Jeez.
I can't wait to get home, take off my bra, and daydream about seeing my name on the New York Times bestseller list and... Oh, crap!
Where were you?
Oh, Bruce and I were supposed to get sushi tonight. My brain is a goldfish brain. I was out with friends.
Okay. I'm gonna head home.
No, hang on. I'm here now. Let's go.
I've got work super early. But thank you.
But come back. Let me make it up to you.
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Listen, about tonight,
Yeah, no, it's totally fine.
It's not. I'm sorry, I flaked.
I said it's cool, don't worry about it.
It's obviously not cool. I'm an asshole, you can say it.
I don't think that you're an asshole.
Then tell me what you really think of me.
No, I don't think you're an asshole. I think you're maybe flaky and confusing, but really intriguing. I've been kind of wrapped up in my own stuff tonight. It's just that I was in a pretty bad relationship before this. She cheated on me. And she lied to me, like, a lot. And so I kind of have a hard time trusting people now.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So when you were late tonight, I kind of jumped to conclusions, which wasn't fair. Like, who the hell am I to you? I was just bringing my own baggage. I don't even know why I just told you that. I couldn't stop myself.
I press my mouth against his, and he kisses me back without hesitation. It's gentle and sweet, and I don't want to deal with what happens when it ends. You want to get out of here?
Yes. Well, that was really great.
Yeah.
I wanted to sleep with you tonight for sure, but I would totally have waited. You feel okay about us, right?
Yeah, I was into it.
Oh, good.
I'm actually feeling a little nauseous from all the beer on an empty stomach, I think. You hungry?
No, thanks. I'm good.
I know you said you had to work early. Don't feel like you have to stay. We can catch up later.
No, don't worry about it. I'll get up at 6, I'll go home, I'll shower, I'll be at the office by 9, no problem.
No, really, I kick in my sleep and I snore.
Oh, you do? That's adorable.
Oh, fine. Go home, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Of course, right. See you soon, Jane.
For sure. Get home safe. I need to sleep. I want to sleep. My eyes won't close. All I see is a tattooed vine crawling across smooth skin.
And thanks for listening to Revel. My name is Rhoda, and I'm here with Nicole to talk about episode 5 of Power Trip. Nicole. Oh my God, so many things happened in this episode. What I got so fixated on was after Jane has that wild meltdown, something that I don't think I could ever come back from, she shows up to the support group with pizza, and everyone's so cool about it, which is a testament to how cool everyone is and not the power of pizza. But I do think there's something to be said about an apology food. Do you have one? Is this a thing?
I don't know. Like, there's an apology gesture.
Okay.
So if we're going in the category of food, I think pizza's high up there. For me, it would be Thai food.
Yeah.
It's like bring chicken pad thai, chicken red curry with broccoli added because the broccoli soaks up the up the sauce. And then as I'm eating dumplings, you can tell me how sorry you are.
Oh my God. Yeah. So it's not even that there is a good apology food. It's more about, do you know me well enough to bring my comfort food? Right?
Yeah. To bring me something that'll like mean something.
Yeah.
To me. Like, what would your apology food be? If I were apologizing to you, like, what would I bring you?
Vietnamese food, probably. There is a flavor explosion that just brings it home. So maybe it's just the dopamine hit more so. that it paired with the apology. I mean, what's interesting is the gesture for Jane to show up with pizza is impressive again because I think it's so huge to push through that shame and show up. right? So in that sense, I'm really proud of her. But in the other sense, I do like kind of call bullshit on her apology a little bit. And I think Leah like scratches at that, right? In the sense that she's not so easy to win over, whereas someone like the character of Christian is really magnanimous and accepts it. I want to be that person. I want to be the person who was like,
Well, she doesn't apologize. She's just like, here's food.
Yeah.
And that's really it.
It's, you know, Jane kind of breezily just showing up and coyly being like, oh, that was like a silly trip up. Ha ha. Really is not not the quality of character you want in a friend, you know?
Yeah.
As much as I love her, but still, sometimes I'm like, God, you're really fucking up. And you can't own up to anything, you know?
I know. She's just trying to avoid, like, the harder part. I think it's very sweet. She's inspired by the children. Because, kids are so raw, which is one of the best things about them, but they're also at the same time so wholesome that it's like...
They're so new, right?
They're so new. But yeah, I thought that was sweet. And it's really lovely to see Jane engage with children. Because she's, like we were saying, you know, back in episode one, like she's like a child in some ways. And to see like that being put to use as like one of her best attributes is kind of lovely.
Yeah. I think it is one of the highest compliments to be childlike in the sense that you still find wonder and your sense of humor isn't bogged down in any sort of intellectual learnings. It's all still based on curiosity and, you know, and I think that that is one of the coolest things about her. There's a really nice moment, too, with Charlotte, who is the older girl who she au pairs for, makes a comment about how she needs to stop eating chocolate or something, that she wanted to, like, look a certain way in her swimsuit. And it's a very quick moment. But I loved this interaction with Jane, who is so quick to be like, that's bullshit, you know? I mean, so many things went into this, right? There's, like, a concern for the youth about the way in which they view their body, a desire to let people know that they are more than just how they outwardly present and what their body looks like, but also, like, a ethos of you should not give a shit. You should not give a shit what people think about how your body looks. That's kind of like the last person who should be on your mind when you're thinking about eating and exercising and like enjoying how your body works, you know? And I think so all of that went into that tiny interaction. And I really, really loved Jane at that moment for jumping so quickly into the defense of just like luxuriating in your body, right? I think... But then also the flip of it is how Jane treats her body, right?
I also thought it said like so much about, you know, the way like Charlotte is so young, but you've learned those messages so young. And like that pressure comes in like almost as soon as you're like 10, 11 years old. So I don't know. It's nice to see like an older woman comment on that to a younger person to like hopefully help her out as she's like gonna navigate the world with all of those pressures.
Yeah. And like the irony being, you know, Jane comes at her body image from a different angle, but there's still an anxiety that she is not using it to the full extent or needs to use it to the full extent and like has issues abusing alcohol, right? I mean, like it's really, really tricky because as someone who lived in New York in their 20s and 30s, I still remember that you'd go to the doctor and it would give you a check-in survey saying, how much do you drink? 0 to 2 drinks a week, 2 to 4. And then there was 4 to 6 and then 6+. Right. And then you're just like, well, the difference between 6 drinks and 20 is like, that's huge. How come that's not represented on there? And I think that there is a drinking culture there that is unparalleled, truly, you know?
Yo, in New York?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like, what are we going to do tonight? what place can we sit and have a glass of wine?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Around the city, yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, sit and have a glass of wine. That does sound pleasant to me even now. Whereas, you know, there was a kind of, what is it? It's not like party. That's too simplistic of a way to boil it down. But there is a festive nature in the air when you guys want to get together and get fucked up, right?
Yeah.
and so you watch Jane like spiral deeper and deeper into it's no longer a fun social thing, right? What you're talking about in terms of like, let's sit and catch up and have a glass of wine, but more it is edging into something kind of a little bit darker, right?
Like, yeah, it's like, let's obliterate existence, sort of, or like my presence in my own mind for like a moment's peace.
Yeah. And so that's what's so interesting about the show and this character is that she can hold all of these competing ideas in her head in terms of like, this is the way that you should navigate the world as a brave young woman and not give a shit about how you look in a bathing suit. And also, to some extent, I am avoiding, right, all kinds of my own problems by engaging. You know, all she wants to do is party really hard to make up for lost time. And that is also a mistake, right? But anyway, though, as we're talking about the deep issues, yeah, that's all we have time for today. It was such a pleasure to connect with you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Nicole. And to our listeners, thanks for coming. We'll see you next time.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepherd. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadolahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadolahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Nicole Otto. You're listening to Revel, Power Trip, created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.
Power Trip is a Realm original production, written by Mary Hamilton, with additional writing by Kara Horner. Produced by Nicole Otto, Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Tatiana Maslany, Molly Barton, Julian Yap, and Marcy Wiseman. Directed by Kaylin West. Starring Tatiana Maslany, Lisa Loeb, Brendan Hines, Tanisha Gary, Zeke Alton, Dalal Batter, Jordan Batiste, Courtney Lynn, Vargas Mason, Keeler Lee, Andrew Call, Ella June Conroy, Timothy Fritz, Larissa Gallagher, Dexter Hobart, Ray Hurd, Miriam Katz, Elizabeth Laidlaw, David Shatraw, and Mike Smith Rivera. Sound design by Tom Maggs and Rory O'Shea. Mixing and mastering by Rory O'Shea. Additional editing by Corey Barton. Original score and composition by Hashem Asadolahi and Daniel Wanacott. With digital orchestration by Max Kuttner. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadolahi. Find more shows like this on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.